The scripture for today's message is 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and members of 10,000 brain churches around the world as well as in Korea, those in local sanctuaries, and those who attend this service through satellites and internet, and GCN TV viewers. 1 Timothy 2:4 says, God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For the last 6,000 years, this earnest heart of God has never changed. To fulfill this hope, He's been waiting for 1,000 years like it's a day. You and I know how thirsty our Lord is for the salvation of souls. For this reason, we've never ceased our prayers and hard work to save the souls since the start of this church. In New Year 2016, this church will awaken countless souls that are in spiritual slumber and lead them to salvation and to the knowledge of the truth. In this message, I'm going to talk about what we gotta do to become a church that leads all peoples to salvation. And I'm going to do that especially by remembering the ministry of the Apostle Paul and his co-workers. I pray in the name of the Lord that this message may become your personal prayer title and you will become the main players in leading all peoples to salvation. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this church has been focusing on saving the souls, following the example of the ministry of Jesus Christ and patriarchs in the Bible. When Apostle Paul opened the door of world evangelization, there were explosive works of salvation. And the same work of salvation is taking place in this church today as well, through the powerful message, in other words, by the holiness gospel, and the powerful works of God. So many souls are saved, and they come to the knowledge of the truth. The message that Apostle Paul preached had the authority, because he lived a holy life according to the words of God. Even before he met the Lord, he strictly followed the law. After meeting the Lord, who is the truth and true light, he lived an even holier life according to the words of the Lord. According to the will of the Lord who fulfilled the law with love, he loved God first and foremost, and he tried to love his neighbors as himself. Apostle Paul could communicate with the Lord all the time because he lived a holy life. As he prayed, there were strong works of the Holy Spirit, and many souls repented and accepted the Lord. When he commanded in the name of Jesus Christ, the lame came to walk and jump, and evil spirits departed. So, when he was preaching, even Greeks who worshipped the idols and knowledge of men came to kneel before the Lord. What about this church? Evil spirits and others? From the start of this church, there were no such evil spirits in this church inside. A long time ago, 현신의 denomination, I was healed there. And once a month, you know, so when I went there, there were like more than 1,000 people, but there were people, you know, crying out. Usually they were demon-possessed. And so wherever you went to some other in the revival meetings, there were people fine like that. But in this church, it didn't happen. There were not people like that. However, you know, there are people demon-possessed, but they cannot cry. They cannot come into this sanctuary. Even if they are inside, you know, they cannot cry out. But when you go to overseas crusades, like such as India crusade, you know, you were there, so many of you were there, but I could feel, you know, they were groaning and grinding their teeth because the evil spirits and demons, they knew that, you know, they would be driven out here and there. So after the message, I started to pray, and, you know, once I prayed, you know, demons departed and, you know, they became quiet. So those, you know, black magicians and then, you know, those others, you know, tried to destroy the church and, you know, me. And I heard that later. So this church has such powerful works of the Holy Spirit. So the enemy, devil, and Satan cannot do a thing. And when I pray here, you know, those evil spirits in the depart and go away. Even Jews who had the pride of being the chosen people of God and of their self-righteousness converted and believed in the Lord. As I said, the authority in the Word is very important in saving souls. I and this church, as the Apostle Paul did, tried to live by the Word of God until we received the authority given by God. We lived with prayers and fasting to obey the words of God telling us to do, not to do, to keep, and to cast away certain things. We emptied ourselves in order to love God first. As a result, when this holiness gospel was preached in each part of the world, many souls repented. You know, as you heard before, you know, I fasted a lot. One day, Father God told me stop, you know, fasting because, and he said, I received your fasting enough. It's enough, so don't fast anymore. I will not, you know, accept it. Well, however, when I tried to fast, but you know what, Father God didn't allow it. Well, so I wonder how I could fast for 7 days, 10 days, 15 days. Since Father God didn't help me, you know, I couldn't even fast a day. When I tried to do a 3-day fasting, doing just one day was not enough. I mean, it was not easy. So I realized that Father God helped me to do my fasting. So since Father God helps you, you can manage your 3-day or 7-day fasting. If it doesn't, you cannot even manage a day. When I preached why Jesus is our Savior and who God the Creator is, those who were worshiping idols and persecuting the gospel accepted the Lord. Even the intellectuals demolished their hardened frameworks thinking and knelt down before God and the Lord. Furthermore, those pastors and believers who couldn't have the true faith repented with tears and made up their mind to live holy lives. Also, the works of power to guarantee the words of authority took place. Then, even hardened hearts acknowledged God and believed in Him. The lame came to walk, the blind came to see, the deaf came to hear, and they gave glory to God the Almighty. It is just as John 4:48 says, so Jesus said to him, unless you people see signs and wonders, you simply will not believe. Unless you people see signs and wonders, you simply will not believe. This is what the Lord said. Now, isn't it natural to see signs and wonders manifested? People will not believe without signs and wonders. What about today? So many people's hearts got hardened because of science and highly developed technology. People do not believe. So they cannot have sincere hearts. They cannot have true faith, even though they've been Christian for 20 or 30 years, without seeing signs and wonders. So that's why they became just churchgoers. Even in this church, where the power of God is manifested, there are people who don't live by the word of God. Even though the message is preached to live by the light, otherwise, you know, people will be, you know, stricken by diseases or got sick. You know, once they got sick, you know, they come to me to receive my prayer. The 12 United Crusades that we had since 2000 in particular were the occasions that proved the authority in the messages and in the power of God. They led so many souls to the way of salvation. Through the Crusades, we placed the banners of holiness gospel and God's power in important locations of the world. And then we headed to Israel, the end of the earth, for the gospel. For 3 years, we delivered the holiness gospel and God's power all over Israel, following the footsteps of the Lord. To the north and to the east, to the north and to the south, we covered all Israel, from the far north to the far south. And Israel is quite a narrow country, isn't it? Even after fulfilling the great commission of the Lord, we still continue to save the souls. Meanwhile, there were threats from other religions or worldly powers, or dangers of brothers, in other words, dangers from fellow missionaries too. There were threats of terror, and in the Middle East, you know, they threatened this church. But God let us save even more souls, just as He greatly fulfilled the missionary works of the Gentiles through the Apostle Paul. When Paul and his men were in jail, they didn't get disheartened, but rather praised God. And there was an earthquake that opened the gates. When Paul was going to Rome, the ship that he and his delegation were on board was wrecked, but everyone survived. Because they were in the space of Apostle Paul, so they were saved by God. When we tried to spread the gospel despite all the threats and dangers, God the Father showed to us even greater works. You know, whenever I went to missionary work, you know, I've been to so many dangerous places, but I've never faced direct, face-to-face, you know, threats. Why? Because I completely depend on Father God, and Father God Himself always guarantees my crusade. Wherever you go, you will not be ashamed. You shall not be ashamed. When I was called as a servant of God for the first time, Father God said, wherever you go, you shall not be ashamed and you will be protected by the heavenly host and angels. And I believed it, and he still does. So even though there were threats of government to put me into prison, they couldn't do that. There was no threat. I mean, there was no terror. There was not even a single, you know, accident. What about my mission trip team? They were all protected. Not a single member faced an accident. So, when you do your mission trip, you should do the same with the same hope that Father God will protect you in any situation. And nobody cannot harm me. And from 2010 until this year, Father God, you know, left me alone by justice, because I have the price of justice to save souls. And so today, after December 25th, 2015, and it will not be forgiven. You know, those who condemn me and judge me will not be forgiven. It is said by God. Those who try to judge you or destroy you will not be forgiven. said God. Because you pay the price of justice. And since the start of this church, Father God has protected me. Wherever I went, what kind of dangers I faced, I've never been injured or harmed. And furthermore, and moreover, it is time. And whoever tries to judge me, condemn me, or harms me, it will not be tolerated. And don't even imagine that, you know, I will do harm to some people, but I don't like it. But it is said by God, and He will not allow it, and He will not tolerate it. So those who judge and condemn without faith, I hope it will not happen. It's not my word, it is the word of God. It is said by God. And just like it happened in the past, and it will be even more so because it is time to accomplish Father God's providence. Dear brothers and sisters, you are the main players who will lead all peoples to the way of salvation, relying on this word with authority, the holiness gospel, and the power of God. So you with me, should accomplish the world mission, especially those who enter the Spirit and the Holy Spirit should do. They have to support me, help me, those who stand on the rock of faith. There are many, and they will diligently come into Spirit, and they will receive strength, and they will help me and support me to accomplish the world mission. In order to become main players in this church that will lead the countless souls to salvation in the third stage of the church, what should you do? First, you should become one with the shepherd through trust. You should become one with the shepherd through trust. Only then can you fully utilize the words of authority and God's power given to the shepherd. You can use the words of authority and God's power given to the shepherd. So, you came into whole spirits and received power, and you came into spirits and received strength, and you have to become one with the shepherd. Then, you can receive the power and strength that was given to the shepherd. With love and trust, you should become one with the shepherd. Then the power given to me will follow you as well. So you have to love me and trust me. Without it, it cannot be done. The Father and the Lord, as much as we love and follow our Father God and the Lord, He, in return, loves us and helps us. As I love and trust Him for the 100%, wherever I went, not a single, you know, accident happened to me. You know, there were like hundreds of thousands of people gathered. It was such a big size crusade. But not a single accident took place. Many mission trips. You know, we had one single accident when we had the crusade in Congo. There was a case. If you think of the Congo crusade, you know, the president of the country helped our crusade to block the road. But other than what you see, the other parts which were not shown on camera were also filled with people. And we couldn't get out of that place after the crusade. And the road was bumpy and muddy. But one of the escorts said that, you know, his leg was overrun by one of our cars. And I realized that it was a lie. I knew that. But, you know, even, you know, since he said, you know, he was sick, you know, we gave him the money. We paid him. But you know what? He didn't ask for money, though. And I was inspired that, you know, he intentionally put his, you know, foot under the tire, and then the tire ran over his, you know, foot. Other than that, there was not a single accident. But you know, he didn't ask for, you know, cure or healing money. Even at the time of Paul, the spreading of the gospel was accomplished greatly through those co-workers who became one with Paul through trust. Furthermore, depending on the strength of that trust, they utilized Paul's authority in the word and the power of God in different measures. For example, Acts 19 verses 11 and 12 says, God was performing extraordinary miracles by the hands of Paul. So that handkerchiefs or aprons were even carried from his body to the sick, and the diseases left them, and the evil spirits went out. What kinds of things are happening in this church today? Those who believe in this scripture of the Bible and trust the powerful shepherd take the handkerchiefs on which I prayed to many parts of the world and show the same kinds of works. And depending on the magnitude of the trust, the level of power manifested will be different. In fact, the things that can be done through the power in the handkerchiefs are limitless, because the power of God manifested is becoming greater and greater. Father God spoke to us, saying that mommy members have been becoming one with the shepherd through trust, by seeing, by hearing about, and experiencing various signs and wonders. God also has given us many chances to receive His grace so that you could build up deeper trust. It was the times when the shepherd interceded for the souls who committed sins in 2010 and also received the sword of punishment in 2013. Through those moments, many souls have come forth as leaders who strive to save the souls with the heart of the shepherd. But as we face the full-scale beginning of the third phase of the church, there should be more pastors and members who will strive to save the souls. Last Friday service, I told you about how to receive the power and how to receive the strength. Well, you can receive, once you enter the Holy Spirit, your vessel is ready, so the power will be given naturally, right? No? And you will receive strength as you enter Spirit? No? Your vessel is ready. Then you have to pray, and you withdraw the power, because power belongs to God. You have to withdraw the power from God. So depending on how much you pray by faith, how much you trust the shepherd with love, and how much you fervently pray, the magnitude of the power that you withdraw will be different. Those who pray more fervently will receive greater power. And so it's up to you to manifest the power. Your vessel is ready to receive the power. But depending on how much trust and love the shepherd, and how much you pray by faith, the power that you will receive will be different. In this end time, there were many missionaries. Without the power, it is impossible to do your ministry without the power, because people are more stained by sin and evil, and it is even worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. There are even more evil world. Without the power, how can you change them? Especially this country. When there is a crusade meeting, the people will not come. You know, they have to come to listen to the message and come to have faith and receive healing works, but they don't come. So that's why revival meetings are not taking place in this country. You know, when there is a revival meeting, but like, you know, just a few people come. So those who believe barely come. Those who truly believe in the word of God and the power of God, it's not easy. It's not easy to find such people to gather them. However, when the time comes, we will have that, you know, crusade in huge place. But what would happen when we do the crusade? When I do that, you know, people will come. People should come. We have to make people come. Then they can learn, they can listen to the message and come to have faith and are healed, will be healed. So our pastors, those who come into Holy Spirit, they will go out with the handkerchiefs. And don't be afraid. When the time comes, things will take place. So don't be afraid. They will love you. They will come to you. And it will happen. Even though I don't go, and even though you go on behalf of me, it will happen. So when there is such meetings, like once, twice, or 10 times, 20 times, because there are many pastors taking, having that meetings, the people will come because they hear the news. There are so many people who are not healed even in hospitals. They will hear the news and they will come and they will be healed. And the news will be spread through mass media. So depending on how much you trust the love, the shepherd, the power of God will be given to you. The power that belongs to God, the power manifested by the Lord, and it is manifested through the shepherd. You know that, and you will know soon, and it will be explained soon. As I, you know, receive the power of recreation, then I will tell you the secret. Then everything will be explained. How the heavenly wind came down. How the dead came back to life. How the demons were driven out. All those works, you know, typhoon stopped, hurricane stopped, changed its course, all those kinds of works, how it took place, it will be explained. Of course, you know, most of you already know and believe. However, there are still people who doubt. And even such people will believe, and the time will come. So our members should become one with the shepherd, and trust, and the Levi workers, and pastors, and elders, and workers. You can also receive the power and manifest the power. And the people of spirit can manifest the strength. So, for many years ago, Father God emphasized on that. Trust and love the shepherd and become one. Then you can receive answers and blessings and healings. Father God didn't mention that for no reason. So, Father God has worked for many years so that you can prepare it by faith. Even at the time of the Apostle Paul, while some of his co-workers remained with him until the end, some others forsook their trust and left him. Those who followed Apostle Paul received blessing, and they received blessings, they received the salvation, and those who were with David received the blessings, and they were saved, right? However, those who betrayed David and left him were not saved. Not a single one was saved. Those who followed Apostle Paul received the blessing, and they received salvation. If you read Acts, the one who betrayed Apostle Paul came back and repented, but Apostle Paul didn't accept him because you once betrayed, and I cannot work with you who betrayed. I couldn't understand that part. Apostle Paul was a man of love, but someone repented and came back and decided to follow him again. But why Apostle Paul got angry and rejected him? Now I can understand. Those once betrayed, when they come back, no, they make troubles all the time till the end. When the time comes, when things are not accordance in their thoughts, they betray. So those who betray, it's not easy to turn back. It happened many times in this church. No, there was a man. I gave him money to start his ministry, but he disappeared. He asked for money for to make a contract for a sanctuary building, but he left. And I'm not sure. About a year or 2 years later, he appeared and asked for you know, forgiveness. So I accepted him. And then he said he wanted to start a church, so he asked for money. And then he, this time again, he ran away. He disappeared. And I experienced it quite many times. Those who betrayed, it's not easy for them to turn back. Because the heart of betrayal, you know, I cannot understand, and I cannot understand that. No, those of you, please do not betray. And the heart of betrayal is not something to be tolerated. Those who betray, I don't know whether they may have a bit of conscience. When I think of those people, I helped them a lot. You know, I treated them well. But how could they betray me? Well, you know what? They betrayed God. They betrayed the Lord. They betrayed me. They betrayed the shepherd. They betrayed co-workers. He betrayed the friends. You know, all people are included. Through the flesh. To take the flesh, he betrayed. Or with the one who had this kind of heart. I wonder whether they have one bit of conscience. There is New Jerusalem. And how can they forsake New Jerusalem and betray? How can they follow the flesh? There are his parents and family. How can he betray? I only gave him love and trust. You know, I said, I trust men more than ladies. Of course, you know, I trust male members better than female members. Because it's very rare for a man to betray. So I can trust men more. And those who are betrayed got heartbroken. During the conversation, I wondered, how could he do that? I cannot understand him. There was a man who's been friend to him, but he betrayed all those friends and left. You shouldn't become like him, okay? In this church, in this kind of church, there is New Jerusalem. How can you betray this church and the shepherd and forsook the duty and betray friends? Betrays everything. Forsakes the duty. I cannot understand whether he has faith. Even in fleshly, worldly people, when they betray, you know, people cannot tolerate him. For example, there were some others forsook their trust and left him. For example, Timothy and Titus loved and trusted Paul, so they just obeyed and served Paul no matter what he asked them to do or wherever he asked them to go. They served him like they were his sons. They also did pastoral ministry in a church that was established by Paul according to his request. On the contrary, some of the co-workers left Paul following their own benefits. there will be a dispatching ceremony of a missionary. He is a missionary in the United States. Now, he's now dispatched to Peru. And he came, now his family is in the States, but he came to Korea to go to Peru. So there will be a missionary dispatching ceremony. As a servant of God, you know, a servant should obey to go wherever he is supposed to go. Of course, his family will stay in the States, but he himself alone will go to Peru. So what do you think? He has some ill feelings? No way. He is happy to follow the will of God. Such servants and pastors, I will unchangingly give love, and I will keep watching on him so that everything will be prosperous. I will help him because he is not reluctant. He is the heart of obedience to follow the will of God. So I will help him. Now, all the missionaries in other countries, since I was absent in this church, so you may have some troubles and hardships. So if you don't make any troubles, I mean, if your members come to your church, and I mean, if you do the works of the flesh, and you know, and you make the shepherd in the troubled, you make your, you know, members in the troubled. Other than that, you know, I will help you till the end. I will support you and help you. You know, I don't have a car. Then I will support you to have a car. If something is necessary for the revival of the church, or if you want to have a sanctuary, then I will help you. The problem is, since you commit the sin of leading to death, other than that, I will support you and help you. Because you work so hard in other countries. And of course, I should help you. How can I make you troubled? How can you face the difficulties? So we will keep, you know, very close attention to you missionaries. And those who bear fruits will be rewarded, regardless of gender. We have two famous, you know, female missionaries. We have more. Sometimes I feel sad when I hear sad news. However, when I see such good missionaries like them, I feel so happy. And I give thanks to God. So, the Pastor Grace Lee in Nepal, her past was full of difficulties. He barely managed her tuition. That's why she could manage her ministry now, even though she had so much difficulties in eating and sleeping, but she managed it only with thanks. That's why she can manage such great ministry in Nepal. And she is much loved and acknowledged, recognized. And even local people in India sing praises to God in Korean. And she is loved by all the members. And she was trained even before she became missionary. You know, dealing with, you know, difficulties in what to eat and what to wear. She was trained well. So no matter what kind of hardships she faces, she can manage well. But that's why she didn't complain, but she managed it only with thanks and faith. She never said it was difficult. I had to ask her how she was doing. Can you sleep well? Do you have a restroom in your house? When I asked her, she said very carefully, you know, what she was managing. But she never said before I asked. So that's why, you know, I helped her. But I couldn't help her greatly, though. I just did little by little. But now, since she saves many souls and, you know, sets up, establish great, you know, great numbers of this, in the branch churches, I will help her greatly, but not at this moment right now. The same applies to many missionaries. China, the Philippines, Peru, and other countries, Africa. If you don't commit sin before God, but love God and love souls, sacrifice yourself, then I will even give in everything I got to help you and support you. Don't make strife. Well, if there are like a multiple missionaries, you should be united in peace and do your ministry well. So Timothy and Titus loved Paul. So they served him like they were his sons. They also did pastoral ministry in a church that was established by Paul according to his request. On the contrary, some of the co-workers left Paul, following their own benefits. 2 Timothy 4:10 says, "For Demas, having loved this present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica." He was with Paul and witnessed the power of God, but he loved the world and left him. Now, I would like to ask such people, well, you have witnessed the evidences of the living God and believed that eternal heaven. How can you forsake that and went after the world? Living in this earth is just a momentary thing. However, living in heaven is an eternal thing. But how you will just live in this world for 10 or 20 or 30 years? Or about like 10 or 20 years. You went after the world and forsook the heavenly kingdom? 2 Timothy 1:15 says, 4:10 says, "For Demas, having loved this present world, has deserted me and gone to Thessalonica." 2 Timothy 1:15 says, "You are aware of the fact that all who are in Asia turned away from me, among whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes." Likewise, if you don't have complete trust, you cannot participate in the precious ministry of fulfilling the providence of God until the end. We cannot evangelize this country and the whole world with the several men of Holy Spirit or men of spirit that we have now. I pray in the name of the Lord that you may all become one with the shepherd through trust and play major roles in leading all peoples to salvation. Once you become one with the shepherd through trust, pastors and Levites, you will not worry about what to eat and what to wear. You worry about that first, right? Since I know that, I will help you so that you will not worry about them. You have to be able to believe. Then you want to give in everything, right? Now, you should not commit the sin leading to death. Then I want to give you everything. But if you did, then I don't want to. Those who put the Lord into open shame. Those who are away from the promise and light of God, those who don't act as proper servants of God, how can I serve you, protect you, and help you? And our pastors, Levites, it's not good to worry about what to eat and what to wear, because the Bible says not to worry about them. But why do you have to worry about them? If you seek for Father God's kingdom and His righteousness, you will not worry about those things. That's what Father God said. But why do you worry about them? Since you don't seek for Father God's kingdom and His righteousness, you worry about them. And you, since you befriend the world, you worry about them. Otherwise, Father God will help you by all means. When I was a novice Christian, you know, I've never skipped a meal. You know, somehow, someone helped me. Someone provided me with meal. Right after I accepted the Lord and healed, of course I was healed, but I was in the process of recovery. But somehow, there were people who came to me and helped me. I've never asked for help. And after starting of this church, there were people who helped me. So I've never had difficulties. I didn't eat ramen, you know. I enjoyed good food. Why? Because Father God provided me. Because I am the servant of God. But you worry about how to pay the rent? Now, you know, the answer is there. If I think of their trust and the faith, if they truly love God and the souls and be faithful, then they are in difficulties? No way. Now, our pastors say, Pastor Shin Purim, the 32nd parish, she was appointed, and Pastor Do Yuri, she was appointed as a parish pastor of a 29th parish. So I asked them, do you think they worry about what to eat and what to wear? So they always say, thank you, thank you. I was destined to die, but saved me. Thank you. Now I became a pastor and minister those in the souls. Thank you for giving me this duty. I will become a pastor of the power of God to pay back for this grace. They send me messages. I'll receive the power of God and become help to you. And they said their members are so lovely. They said, you know, their members are so cute and lovely. And they are so greatly loved by their members. They are so full of thanks and joy. Now, I want to hear such good news like this. Now, such pastors will not worry about what to eat and what to wear. By all means, you know, Father God will provide them. There are not the only couple of pastors. There are many. Your brothers and sisters in Christ, to play major roles in the church that leads all peoples to salvation. Secondly, you should fulfill your duties in your given positions to fulfill the 1% of the measure of justice. I pointed out some pastors who worrying about what to eat and what to wear. Because I was a student as well. I started a church before I was called as a pastor. You know, I lived in a monthly rent room. You know, after I was called as a pastor, I worried about nothing. Before then, I worried about how to pay for utility and the rent. But after I became a pastor, and even after I became a seminary college student, I didn't worry about it because Father God provided me, just as written in the Bible. Those who love God, those who are loved by God, Father God will do everything for them. So I started this church. There were just a few members, except my family. But I started this church. But I've never ate, you know, ramen, except those times that I wanted to eat them. And whenever necessary, I was able to enjoy the watermelons that I enjoyed. You know, even though I didn't like, you know, chicken, my church members provided me chickens. I got never run out of them. Since I manifested the power of God, so there was nothing short. But anyway, so Father God helped me, supported me, provided me by this and by that. So those who are men of whole spirit, there was nobody who are in difficulties. They rather help people, give aid. Those people of whole spirit. Now those men of spirit should be able to do so. The rest, the 99%, will be filled up automatically if you just become one with the shepherd through trust. The remaining 1% is up to you to fill. You should diligently fill up the deficiencies and shortages in spirit and body and develop your talents so that you can become useful and perfect instruments in saving souls. According to how you cut it, a diamond will have so many different kinds of beauty reflecting the light. Likewise, when you bear the fruit of light and refine yourself in spirit and body, your light will shine even more brightly. For example, when you go out to the world with the handkerchief, the kinds of fruit that you will bear will be different depending on the amount of fervent prayers and fasting that you offered and your good and well-refined behaviors. It's up to you to store up prayers and fasting and your effort. If you are a pastor, then you have to pile up fastings and, you know, prayers. And it should be your everyday work to save souls. Then you can become a man of whole spirit, man of strength and God's power. Then you will live only for the rewards in heaven. So your life will be different, will be difficult. For 5 years, you know, I don't remember the time that I kneeled down and prayed. Well, of course, in a prayer mountain, in my book room, you know, I cry out kneeling down. But because I fill up the amount of prayer that I should pray, Father God said it is overflowing now already. Because you pray 24 hours, 24/7. So even though you don't kneel down and cry out, whatever you do, because whatever I do, I think of Father and the souls. And Father God called it, you know, my prayer. So even though you don't kneel down and cry out in your prayer, whatever you do, you always think of Father, the Lord, and souls. So you are always praying. So even if you don't kneel down and pray, whatever you do is accepted as a prayer. So I've been doing it for about like 5 years. But you think I don't pray? Of course I pray. However, now I receive such guarantee from Father God. Of course, when it's necessary, you know, I pray fervently. Is there any of you who think like, I'm not a pastor or a man of spirit or whole spirit, so what can I do? For this church to lead all peoples to salvation, we shouldn't just have those who will work with the handkerchiefs. We must have an organization and other staff who can support them. Also, we will need a lot of more people who will work at the main church. Paul didn't do his ministry all alone either. There were many workers who were helping him according to their roles. As I mentioned, Timothy and Titus took care of the churches that had been established by Paul. Priscilla and Aquila provided much comfort to Paul when he was having a hard time in Corinth. They even prepared the way for Paul in places like Ephesus and Rome, where Paul was going to spread the gospel. This couple would not spare their lives for Paul. Believers in the church of Philippi often made missionary offerings. Titus, Justus of Corinth, and Lydia of Philippi offered their houses to be used as a church. Onesiphorus came to visit Paul and comforted him all the time when he was in jail in Rome. Silas and Paul were put in jail for preaching the gospel. When I do my ministry, there will be no one who will be in jail, because Father God will not put me in a jail in any situation. He will protect me. So my ministry in the future will be treated, respected, and loved. It is not a ministry like ordinary ministry. So workers around me, don't worry about a thing. You will be happy. Tertius helped Paul by taking dictation of Paul's letters for the believers. Titus and Tertius delivered Paul's letters to places that took weeks or even months to reach, and then brought back their replies. You know, back then the transportation or communication was not like as of today. They also made reports to Paul who wanted to know about situations of the churches. If you become one with the shepherd by trust and fill up your own measure of 1%, then you can become great strength to me in saving souls in your respective positions. Well, the organizations in this church is prepared to do the world mission. So everything is operating automatically, the whole organization. Not only I, but there are people who will do the ministry, will be helped by these organizations with ease of mind. This time, do you have any difficulties in Honduras? Everything was done automatically, right? The broadcasting was done. Protection and escort was done. And you were loved and treated well. You know, I ask people not, don't want to be treated, because you know, you will be easily tired. So you can save time when you eat only what you want to eat, and other times you will, you know, prepare yourself for the Word of God. But when you are treated by others, then you will waste your time. So I ask people not to be treated so many times. Rather give. Because so you give and receive it from God. That's it. Don't try to receive from others. So if you do it by faith, then it will be done. It'll be done according to your faith. Because that faith is good faith in the sight of God. The pastor of God's power wants to be treated by others, Father God will not like it, I guess. So you should give instead. And do your ministry with confidence and faith. For example, if the praise leaders, interpreters, and security members develop and refine their skills, then we will have much better handkerchief crusades in all respects. The same goes for those who are working in the main church, which will be the headquarters of saving souls. The Apostle Paul had the church of Antioch that commissioned him as a missionary and supported him with fasting and prayers as the headquarters. In the same way, if the prayer devotees at the main church receive more power in prayer, they can support the saving of the souls more powerfully. The parish pastors, guidance pastors, district, group, cell, and small group leaders should faithfully perform their duties to pray, to make visitations, and to preach the gospel. This is to fill up the 1% of the measure of justice. The Levites in each department should develop their skill sets as well as increase their spirituality. The more ability you have spiritually and physically, the more vigorously the souls will be saved. You know, not to mention pastors, but Levites, you have to develop your talents. You have to arm yourself with the word of God and pray to receive strength and power of God. You should try too. That is more valuable than anything in this world. Any study of the world. You have to study Father God first. Then, whenever you meet, whoever you meet, you can pray and make them healed. Whoever has problems, you have to give them counseling. Our Levite workers should be able to do so. You will be loved. It will be fantastic. Not only men of spirit and Holy Spirit can do. So do not depend on the world to develop your skills. Also, you have to learn those things. But you have to develop talents. If layman members try to fulfill your duties at home and workplace to become the light and salt of the world, it is also to fulfill the 1% of the measure of justice. Elder Johnny Kim, you know, I am so proud of him because he is the fine elder. You know, wherever he goes, he always studies and memorizes the word, vocabulary. Of course, you know, he memorizes so many words. You know, he still studies. But he says, you know, he is always short of, you know, vocabulary. You know, he said he should memorize like more than 20,000 words, but he is still short. And he said, you know, there are newly, you know, made, you know, words. So, he is talking to everyone, anyone. He tries to learn by all means, whenever he got time. So I think to myself that it is my blessing because he had to go to many countries and he got no time, but he studies all the time. And he has to eat, you know, foreign food. But he never hates going abroad on a plane. He rather loves it. And he loves, you know, foreign food. So, you know what? I feel easy with him. You know, he loves to work without sleeping. Wherever he goes, you know, he goes to many places on behalf of me and say greetings on behalf of me. He studies all the time like that. And he preaches the gospel even while he has dinner or lunch. Whenever he got time, he preaches the gospel to foreigners. And he learns the conversation too. That's why he's become a one fine, you know, elder. Because he develops himself all the time. even when he is in Korea, you know, he went to graduate class and he got degree too. When all of you play your respective roles, the holiness gospel and power of God will spread to all over the world and lead all peoples to salvation. Therefore, I ask you in the name of the Lord that each of you may fulfill your own 1% with faithfulness. This time in Honduras, the president and vice president, the vice president emphasized on sanctification. There are people like that who are awakened. They know that you will, you know, without sanctification, the world cannot change. Your brothers and sisters in Christ, it is said that the Apostle Paul traveled more than 20,000 kilometers for missionary works from the time he met the Lord on his way to Damascus until he was beheaded in Rome. It's about halfway around the earth. Well, compared to the big whale in the ocean, you know, it's quite short, right? Once a year, it travels from the Antarctic and from the North Pole to the South Pole. So whenever I watch it, they got no map, no compass. It got nothing. But it exactly knows where he goes. And it exactly knows where it can find food. In a big ocean. And it is, you know, it is a big whale. Weighs like many dozens of tons. No, in groups, they are in groups and move. So, you know what? You know, can you imagine the food that they require? You know, they have to eat many number, great number of fish and planktons. And, you know, they move while eating. And they know exactly what temperature this time a such part will have that kind of, you know, temperature. Without, you know, learning geography and geology, you know, they know. Because Father God worked so that, you know, they could move, they could travel by instinct. You know, they, you know, mate and, you know, deliver babies, and they know it by instinct. All the animals and all birds, same. They do not learn. They know it by nature. But only people need education. You know, since, you know, they have to learn from, you know, doctors or teachers what to do. However, animals, they know by instinct. They mate and they deliver babies. They get pregnant and deliver babies. And birds too. So, and, but even those who call themselves intellectuals, you know, think of, you know, believe in evolutionism. I think it's quite serious. You know, I usually watch only, you know, historical drama, although I don't watch TV. If I do, I watch, you know, only those in the historical movies. But nowadays, I watched a show. It talked about Virgin Mary and Mary Magdalene and 12 apostles. And people made up stories and made those movies. You know, so, you know, once I, beside, you know, those, you know, writers or dictators, I think, you know, they are making up such stories, try to disrespect Christianity and to make people not believe in, you know, Christian, not to believe in, you know, Christianity, or to make them, you know, to believe in evolutionism. But Since you know, Elder Chani Kim knows it well, and he knows you know, who's behind you know, those stuff. So we have to know who are behind them. So we have to, you know, destroy them. So I ask you in the name of the Lord that each of you will fulfill your own 1% with faithfulness. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it is said that Apostle Paul traveled more than 20,000 kilometers for missionary work. From the time he met the Lord on his way to Damascus until he was beheaded in Rome. It's about halfway around the earth. Paul lived a passionate life, as he said in Acts 20:24, but I do not consider my life of any account as dear to myself, so that I may finish my course and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus, to testify solemnly of the gospel of the grace of God. You know, if you want to take a rest, do you think like that? Well, you are not living in this end time. What if you think like there are like hundreds of years to live in this earth? If you think the Lord will come soon, then you see there is no time to take a rest. Many of you have been living a life for saving souls rather than for your life. You've been offering your youth, time, and money. But does that mean you want to take a rest now? For God the Father, each and every year has a meaning among 6,000 years of human cultivation. Each year there were children who were saved, and in other years some true children came forth. We Manmin will focus on saving the souls in the new year as well, just like Paul did. When I'm in a prayer house in mountain, I came to church once a month average, I guess. All the time, I got prayer requests, and I saved many people, those who were at the doorstep of death. Even in prayer house, I saved them a lot. Because of that, you know, I cannot get rid of my cell phone. Because, you know, I got such requests. Sometimes I want to get rid of cell phone. Because, you know, it makes me feel so good when I don't have any contact with the world. Because all I have to do is think of God and think of heaven and New Jerusalem and think of souls and how to lead souls to New Jerusalem, how to make them stand on this rock and come into spirit and Holy Spirit, and how to save them, how to help them, how to make them receive blessings. That's all I think. As recorded in Romans chapter 16, in his epistles, the Apostle Paul mentioned each one's name when he asked the readers to greet the workers and believers. Verse 7 says, "Greet Andronicus and Junias, my kinsmen and my fellow prisoners." Verse 12 says, "Greet Tryphania and Tryphosa, workers in the Lord. Greet Persis, the beloved, who was worked hard in the Lord." They are the names of the people who were with Paul and whose works Paul remembered. Paul asked the Lord to remember and bless them in every prayer he offered. What kinds of people in the Book of Life and Book of Commemoration would you want to be like? Each of you will be written as one who prayed day and night for the kingdom of God, who took care of believers and kept the church and the shepherd with all his life, who participated in the sufferings of the Lord, who worked hard in the Lord and helped with the ministry of the Holy Spirit at the time, at the end time, to evangelize the whole world. May all Mami members participate in this glorious ceremony. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. And those who helped my ministry and shared the heart with me and took sufferings together with me, cried together with me, shed tears with me, rejoiced together with me, prayed together with me. Those of you, Father God remembers. Of course, when you go to heaven, in the Book of Life and in the Book of a Commemoration, it will be all written how you helped the shepherd, how you worked hard, how you shed tears, how you shared the heart together. From the depths of my heart, I give my sincere thanks. Let us pray. Father God, thank you. The message you gave to us today, let it become strength to our members. In this end time, bless them to be greatly used for your kingdom. Pastors and workers, bless them, Father. Help them. Father God, thank you. Father, please help them. Let us become one and accomplish the world mission. Father God, thank you. Let me pray for the sick. Dong Lunshe from China, bless him to be healed of pneumonia, heart disease, the physical weakness. Bless Li Zhenhui to be healed of osteophytosis and rheumatism. Bless Shui Mei Chin to be healed of pain on the left arm. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit and may the light come. Bless Zhang Peng Ying to be healed of back pain and heart disease. Bless Zhou Yali to be healed of diarrhea, coronary artery disease. Bless Zhou Wuxun to be healed of diabetes, heart disease, and to recover the eyesight. Bless Zhang Shuhua to be healed of dementia. Bless Wang Jiaxun to be healed of pimples and lump of the earlobes. Bless Wang Jianggang to be healed of obesity and stomach disease and cervical disease. Bless Zhang Shi to be healed of spinal cord injury and dizziness and ringing in the ears. Bless Wang Shuran to be healed of heart disease and tumor of the cervix. Bless Wang Guirong to be free from paralysis of the arm. Bless Zhang Lin Wen to be healed of kidney disease. Bless Han Hui to be healed of pimples. Bless Han Jia to receive the salary back. Bless Singing Mei to be healed of high blood pressure and heart disease and stomach disease. Bless Li Yonghao to be healed of headache and leg pain. Bless Sun Shupan to be healed of headache. Bless In Shu Wan to be healed of herniated lumbar disc and stomach disease and osteophytosis. Bless In Jin Li to be healed of warts and toothache. Bless In Mei Li to bless her for the tilted neck to be normal. Bless Sun Su Qing to be healed of heart disease, skin disease, high blood pressure. Bless Sun Qing Sha and Pan Li Ai to be healed of heart disease. Bless Zhang Aljin to be healed of cervical disease and stomach and back pain. Bless Liu Peng to be healed of high blood pressure and cholecystitis. Bless and to be healed of excessive sweating. Bless Kim Woo Sung to be healed of bronchitis and difficulty in breathing from pneumonia. Bless In Victory viewers and TVN readers and viewers, and give answers to their prayers of hearts. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen.